The army says it has to burn the buildings because they contain explosive dust that might ignite if workers try to dismantle them. But an attorney for Midwest Environmental Advocates says an independent analysis found the Department of Natural Resources twice made errors in reviewing the project, including how much lead and PCB emissions burning of the buildings would cause and how far those contaminants might spread. Melissa Scanlon says once the model is corrected, it shows burning the buildings violates both national air quality standards and state statutes.
When you have a model that shows violations of the national ambient air quality standards, that's clearly not pollution-free. So we're concerned that the DNR is allowing burning that will actually violate state law.
DNR air quality manager Barb Pavlicek acknowledges there were errors in the state computer model. She says they've now been corrected, but she says the modeling is only a small part of an intense review the agency gave the project, a review she says wasn't even required by state law.
This project amounts to roughly the equivalent of a very small industrial source, one that we probably wouldn't even regulate because the emissions would be too small. And so the fact that we've been able to exert any control over this project is, in my opinion, a huge achievement on the part of the DNR.
Pavlicek says because the buildings are on federal land, even if her agency didn't sign off on the project, the Army could probably go ahead with the burning. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.